Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Hello, fellow Christians. You know, when we read the Bible, we've all heard the term, Matthew 10, verse 16, be wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. Wise as serpents, harmless as doves. Well, I want to read the whole verse because there's a sentence prior to that. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogue, their religions. And you shall be brought before governors and kings for my name's sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endures to the end shall be saved. Wow. That sure doesn't seem like a prosperity message according to the world when I read it. That sounds like a nightmare. Brother's going to deliver a brother. Father's going to kill the child. The children are going to rise up against the parents, causing them to be put to death. You're going to be hated by all men. But he that endures to the end shall be saved. This is what we have to look forward to, people. And as the Lord said, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. See, when you get reborn, you naturally take on this role. Wherever you go, you're a sheep among wolves. Wherever you go. And there's a reason why everybody just hates Jesus. They don't mind if he's a prophet. They don't mind if he's, you know, stuck in Sunday school. But if you actually start talking about the cross and what he did for your sins and how there's only one way to salvation, and that's through Jesus Christ, all of a sudden the prince of the air gets tight. The atmosphere changes. Things get very uncomfortable to the point you will have brother delivering up brother to death. And the father and the child and the children shall rise up against the parents and cause them to be put to death. This is how dark it can get, people. This is how dark it can get. You know, we're warned. We're warned. When you read verse 1, and when he called unto his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits. Power against unclean spirits. You know what that word power means? It means privilege, competency, control, influence, strength, and authority. See, we can't fight the powers of darkness on our own power. We can't do it. We can't do it whatsoever. We need the privilege, the competency, the control, the influence, the strength, in the authority of Jesus to cast out devils. And that's what he said. When he had called him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Now, he gave them the power. Does that mean it was going to happen? No. No, because it takes faith. And this is what he said. In whatsoever city or town you shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and there abide till you go thence. And when you come into a house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come unto it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart out of that house or that city, shake the dust off your feet. Now, according to the Lord, we're all houses. Every human being's a house. It's either the house of the Holy Spirit or it's a house of devils. Every single body's a house. So when you get before people and you try to live a righteous life and they don't want to hear it, when you get before people and you try to live the life of Christ and they don't want to deal with you, don't sweat it. Shake the dust off your feet. Move on. Find new people. Don't get hung up. Don't carry unnecessary burdens. Don't be bawling, crying. Don't let it get you weak. No. Just keep them in prayer. Keep the fight of faith going on. Fight in the invisible realm for that person. But don't get hung up. Do not waste the word of God. He is not telling us to waste the word of God here, either in or out. He said, and whosoever shall not receive you nor hear the words, when you depart out of the house or the city, shake off the dust from your feet. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Can you imagine that? More tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah. How much more tolerable can it be? He destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. He destroyed the place. He turned it utterly into ashes. And God is saying here, if you or I go before a city or a house, and we spread the word of God, and we tell them about the word of God, and they don't want to hear it, it's going to be more tolerable in the day of judgment for Sodom and Gomorrah than for that city. This is pretty intense. Try to get a hold of this, even a little bit. Try to get a hold of a little bit of this, of how intense this is, how narrow this gate is, how serious this is, how important the price of Jesus at the cross was to give you a warning of this power, a warning that is this worth listening to. This is how important it is. And he goes on to say, but when they deliver you up, take no thought how it will shall be speak or what shall be given you in that same hour, what you shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And the brother shall deliver up the brother. And you shall be hated of all men for not my name's sake, but he that endures to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. For verily I say unto you, you shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man shall come. Wow, that's important. You know, the Lord tells us it's going to be a narrow gate. He's telling his disciples here, you're going to go through all the cities. You just keep preaching till the day I come. Don't get down. Keep it going. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as a master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light, and what you shall hear in the ear, preach ye in the housetops. And fear not them which shall kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Wow. God is telling us here, he's giving us a little foresight, that you might lose all your friends, you might lose all your family, that your brother might try to kill you, your parents might try to kill you. Everybody's going to probably hate you. And then he's basically giving us a comparison that, hey guys, I'm going to hang on a cross because no one wants to listen to me. Do you think it's going to be any different for you? So don't let it get you down. Don't let it get you down when nobody wants to hear about righteousness, when no one wants to live righteously. No. Don't go by what you see. Don't go by what you hear. Don't go by your own reasoning. Just preach the word of God. Live a righteous and holy life. Follow the conviction of Jesus. Beware of the adultery. Beware of the fornication. Beware of the theft and the greed and all the idols that come into your life that make you want to bow down for them. Beware. Yes, there are evil spirits trying to destroy you every single day. And they want to deliver you. Yes, and a lot of times the devils are going to be deceptive, where they're going to be comforting and they're trying to welcome you. And other times they're just going to try to scare you and threaten you. And when we're living in these last days, things don't look good for a Christian. So get over it. You and I have to get over it. Yes, a lot of us are going to be beheaded. A lot of us, the things don't look good in the book of Revelation until you find the true story and we get to the other side. We get the last laugh because nobody escapes out of this place alive anyway, people. Nobody gets out of this place alive, all right? So you're deceiving yourself by thinking you're going to live forever down here. You are not. So let's believe what God tells us, because heaven and earth are going to pass. So you might go through a little bit of suffering while you're here. Remember, your life is just a vapor. That's all it is. Your life is just like a blade of grass, and all the good things of your life are like the flower that blooms. But eventually, the blooming flower and the grass are both all going to pass away. This is what we're told. So don't let the things of this world get a hold of you. Don't let the things of this world trick you. Don't let the things of this world depress you. It's all a lie. It's all trying to get you to bow down before them. Particularly if you're a woman. If you're a woman, you're the weaker vessel. Realize that and let the Lord Jesus Christ in his word be your covering. You don't have to be King Kong woman. No, you don't. Just be the woman that you were made to be, a piece of clay, just like a man's to be, a piece of clay reporting for duty every day. Your biggest ability is the ability to have Jesus living within you. And wherever you go, the Lord is with you. You might not have any friends. You might not have anybody. You might be in a one-room apartment. The fact of the matter is, you could be praying and possibly freeing thousands of people, fighting thousands of demons just by praying. And sometimes we don't see the effects of prayer. Remember Daniel? It actually took the archangel Michael 21 days to fight through the demonic strongholds of the king of Tyrus to deliver the answer to that prayer to Daniel. 21 human days. Who knows how long that was in terms of time in the heavenlies? We're just giving a little example that our prayers are heard. And we may have already dispatched angels, but they aren't where they should be yet, because they literally might be fighting their way to whoever we're praying for. So never, ever, ever give up. This is a spiritual warfare. Yes, we are fools for the sake of Christ. Yes, we are strangers and pilgrims. But they can't take away from us the fact that we know we are changed. We know we are new creations. We know we have been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. We know there are demons and there are angels. We know there is Jesus, who is the Word of God and died on the cross for my sins, and who suffered that mean, ugly death and embarrassment just for me, just for you. And when one person is saved, there are thousands of angels just having the party of a lifetime. So praise God, stay in prayer, stay in the fight, and amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries.
To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.